Do you smell trouble? Well, Jay did, and he wrote to Tom using the Ask Tom section at homeshowradio.com. And we looked at this and said, hey, we got to get Vic from TDT on the line to help answer the question. Vic, you ready for a stinky question?
Yes, absolutely, Charlie.
All right, here you go. Jay writes to us. He says, I have a sewer gas smell from a utility room floor drain. I just replaced all the cast iron sewer pipe under my slab a week ago. Is it normal to have this kind of smell after getting that work done?
No, it's not normal. So what one needs to look at is make sure that all the piping was properly connected. Or another situation could be is that the washing machine drain hasn't been activated. In other words, if they replaced all the piping underneath the slab and part of that included that piping underneath the utility room, it could well be that there's a brand new trap underneath that floor drain that hasn't been filled with water. And that would certainly be a cause for sewer gas odor.
And so what we're talking about is the P-trap that would be as part of that drain. And Tom's explained before that the whole purpose of that thing is to stop odors from coming back up. So you're saying fill the thing up, and that might just solve the problem right there.
That's correct. Because if there's no water in that trap, there's no seal. And you would certainly get sewer gas odors emanating from that floor drain.
All right. Now, we're assuming that they didn't have this smell before.
Okay.
What if this just is continuing to have an odor? What does that tell you?
Well, the way to address that would be to do some diagnostics, basically a smoke test, because then we could pinpoint where it exactly is the source of that sewer gas odor. It could be a vent that's split, especially if it's cast iron, and let's say it's over 30 years old, common for some of these cast iron vent pipes to split. And then that would release a sewer gas odor into the utility room as opposed to venting it out through the roof, right? You want to make sure that you know what the source is. And that's where, the diagnostics and the smoke testing would be invaluable to determining what the source is.
So the first step is run the washing machine, fill the trap, and see if that solves the problem. If not, maybe it's time you get on the phone to TDT and have them come out and check it out. Would you agree?
Absolutely. That would be the way to do it.
See, that's what makes him a home show pro right there. He's Vic from TDT, and you can learn more about him and get in touch with him just by visiting homeshowradio.com and clicking on that TDT logo right there on the homepage. Hey, Vic, thanks for your help this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. Have a great day.